Excellency Ambassador Roberto Azevedo, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to welcome the Director General of WTO, Roberto Azevedo, to our headquarters. FAO and WTO wanted to increase the already excellent cooperation between the two organizations. This visit represents another important step in this process. As you know, WTO ministerial meeting will be held in Nairobi next December. Agriculture is always a topic of intense debate. So it's a great opportunity for us today to hear from Roberto Azevedo, his views on the ongoing negotiations. We all know that reaching an agreement regarding agriculture sector has proven not to be an easy task, to say a minimum. On one hand, trade is likely to play an increasing role in meeting the growing demand from food deficit countries. On the other hand, greater trade openness may undermine existing domestic capacities to produce their own food. If we do not reach equilibrium conditions, even the major sustainable development goal of eradicating poverty and hunger could be affected. In many countries, agriculture remains important in driving economic growth and rural employment. These are also growing expectations that WTO rules will ensure that food imports are not only safe, but also contribute to healthy diets and better nutrition. In early December, FAO launched its flagship publication, The State of Agriculture Commodity Markets, SOCO, which addressed the issue of trade and food security. The publication has benefited a lot from inputs by our WTO colleagues, and we hope that we can count with a representative of WTO on the 9th of December, when we plan to launch this publication. To conclude, let me give some possibilities by which the collaboration between FAO and WTO could be reinforced. First, through the Standards and Trade Development Facility, as well as the application of sanitary and phytosanitary measures. Second, through capacity development initiative to assist the implementation of trade agreements, and of course, the Codex standards. And third, through country-level assistance to facilitate trade in safe and nutritious food. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a great pleasure to invite Roberto Azevedo to address us. Thank you.